Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
It's a crazy time that we're living in. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows, obviously, we're in, you know, the age of Corona. Mm-hmm. And I remember texting you like when Corona first hit. I'm like, yo, that's when the stock market was crashing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, this real estate market about to crash. And you was like, nah, it's not. And I'm like, how? People are losing their jobs. Stock market's crashing. People can't go to work. Like, yep. All the writing's on the wall for another 2008 to happen. And you was like, nah, commercial real estate might be in trouble, but residential real estate, I'm like, all right, we'll see. Yeah. And then to this day, it hasn't crashed. It's actually gone up in most places in America. The price, the home prices have actually gone up. It's a shortage of inventory on the marketplace.
Absolutely.
So where are we at right now as far as the state of real estate in the United States of America?
The market is on fire for residential, you know, and I told you this back in March. I said, nah, bro, it's not going to happen, because what people and everybody was kind of saying the same thing, like, yo, 2008 is coming back. Wait, don't buy, wait. And I said, 2008 was different. That was a credit crisis, right? This is a health crisis. Credit crisis means that banks Wall Streeters, everybody, homeowners, you know, investors, everybody was greedy, you know, appraisers, everybody, right? So when the market crashed, the government was reluctant on trying to save everybody. They didn't want to bail out everybody, but they had no choice but to bail out the big names, right? So with this one, I said, now this is health. This has nothing to do with nobody. This is nobody's fault. And if you think about it, if you look at the real estate market going into 2020, it was already on fire. It was due for a correction at some point, because what goes up must come down, right? But I said, nah, this is not going to crash. There's no way, because the government is going to have to bail out everybody now, right? From the big businesses to the everyday person. And when you told me that it's going to crash, that's what was in my mind, because I knew, especially with an election year, they couldn't just let all these people die, people lose their homes. There's no way. And as you see, all these stimulus packages came out. Everybody getting their PPE money and everything.
It was reckless with it. Hopefully they wasn't reckless.
Hopefully they wasn't reckless, and hopefully they did the right thing. But you know, you have unemployment benefits. People are getting them with ease, with no problem. So, you know, you gotta give the administration credit for what they tried to do to help as many people as possible. And that's why I just didn't feel like the market was gonna crash. But residential real estate is on fire right now all over the country. There's 30, 40 offers on one house, you know. So if you're a seller right now, if you're thinking about selling your home to upgrade or downsize, this is the time for the sellers right now, because they're going to get 20, 30% above asking price in some markets right now, because it's just too hot right now. There's too many buyers out there. And with these low interest rates, you know, with rates being in the mid twos to low threes, depending on your circumstance, like, everybody wants to buy a house because money is cheap now, right? So it's easy to the person who couldn't afford the $500,000 house last year when rates were 3.5-4%, now it's 2.5.
Can you explain, like, that, like, because the average person that maybe never bought a home might not fully appreciate, because they're saying 3.5, 2.5,
yeah,
it's only 1%. That's not that big of a deal. But because they're looking at it like it's stocks, like it's like, all right, if you earn 1%, like, you know what I'm saying? Or just regular life, 1% doesn't move the needle. But in your world of mortgages, 1% is huge, right? So can you kind of put that in perspective for people?
Hell yeah. I mean, look, 1%, depending on your loan amount, right, that can be $300, $400, $500 a month. That can be $6,000, $8,000, $10,000 a year, depending on the size of your loan.
Right.
So the bigger the loan, the lower the rate, the cheaper the payment. Right. So someone, again, who couldn't afford the $500,000 home or get pre-approved for a $500,000 home a year ago because the rate was probably 3.5-4%. Now they're able to, because now that brings their payment down and they're able to get approved for now that higher amount. So 1% is huge in the real estate, in the mortgage world. Interest that you're going to pay over the life of the loan is also very important, too, because if you're looking at any house that you buy, let's face it, right? The way the mortgage and the banking system is set up, it's, you know, you're going to pay interest three times more than what the house is actually worth. But if you're getting a cheaper interest rate, that softens the blow a little bit. And now you can focus on your debt strategy, which is repaying back your debt and trying to beat that interest trap. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And, you know, little things you can do that. You can make one extra payment a year and you can pay off your loan in 22.5 years if you have a 30-year mortgage. You know, what I tell folks all the time, take your income taxes, refunds, right? And apply that every single year to your principal balance. That could bring down your debt. You can do as little as $100 a month to your principal balance, and you'll be surprised of how much interest you'll save on your mortgage, especially if you plan on living in a house the long term, the full term of 30 years. You don't want to just make your regular payment, because you're going to pay, you know, on a $300,000, $400,000 home, you may pay back $800,000.
Now, that was a gem, what you just said. And I learned that in business. I don't want that to go over people's head. When I first got into the industry, working in finance, I learned that, like, one extra payment a year on your mortgage cuts 7 years off of your mortgage.
Absolutely.
Or seven to eight years.
22.5 years.
Yeah. So, That's huge if you really think about it. It's like one extra payment a year.
Absolutely.
Can really take almost a decade off. Like,
basically. And it has to be towards your principal balance only. So if you're making a payment, You can't just give the bank money because they're automatically going to apply it to interest, right? Because you have to direct them where you want that money to go.
So how does that even look? So if my mortgage is $3,000, I got to pay $6,000 if I'm doing that?
Yeah. So if your mortgage is three, you can pay six, yeah, and you can tell them the difference to go to principal balance only.
Okay.
On some online, everything's online right now with all the banks, right? So you can go pay your mortgage and you can specify there to principal balance only. You can write a check, put on a check to principal balance only.
Okay.
So depending on how you pay your mortgage, do that. And if it's not an online option to pay extra, call the servicing lender that you're paying your mortgage to and figure out a way to accomplish that goal. Maybe they can just do automatic drafts from your account, something like that, and set it up to where you can make that extra payment.
Yeah.
You know, and you'll be surprised if you make two payments extra year.
That's what in my mind I'm thinking, if I make two extra payments now, that seven turns into 14. Now I'm really out of 15-year mortgage.
Basically, and this is, I'm glad you brought up 15-year mortgages, right? Especially right now, folks want to go into 15-year loans. And look, the 15-year rate, the lowest I've seen it since we've been in COVID was around 2%, which is phenomenal.
Crazy.
Right? That's incredible. But what I try to tell people is maybe not go into that 15-year right now because life happens, right? You're committing yourself to a much higher payment. And what if, you know, COVID-21 comes, God forbid, and is worse, a worse strain than this.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're committing yourself to that higher payment just to try to pay it off early when you could have went to a 30-year, had a cheaper payment, and just and manage your principal balance yourself. That way you're not committed to that 15-year term or that 20-year term.
Yeah.
You stay with the cheapest possible payment, but still you're paying down your debt. You know, so, and I'm not against 20-year mortgages. I think for the right people, it works, right? People who have substantial income and they can really afford the payment.
Yeah.
But most people are trying to pay off their loan fast, which I get, but they're now cash strapped, right? They're becoming house rich and cash poor because they're making their payment so much higher because they're just focusing on, I just want to get rid of it, which again, I understand, but you got to be a little bit smarter right now because anything could happen. As we've seen, we woke up in 2020, Kobe dead, God bless, you know, then COVID came. Like this year has been crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, if this doesn't teach anybody anything, you got to have cash flow right now. You got to have liquidity because anything can happen. So that's why I just try to tell future homeowners and current homeowners who are refinancing, if you don't have to go to the 15-year, just stay with the 20 or 30 years. So that way you can have a little bit more cash flow.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop, bag drop.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.